Okay, this here is on the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Neri and Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara in Rashan Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph. Okay, I'd like to explain the Machlekes, and also I think that it will explain a strange piyut that we have. The piyut is. The piyut is Bein, the Ojis Kolono Avas Eisan Adonenu, and it's right in the beginning, right after. Actually, it's an introduction to the V'chol Maminim. The V'chol Maminim. Bein, the Bein Melitz Yosha. Bein Melitz Yosha Mul Magid Pesha. So it says that there's no melech yosher against the one, so the one who's the prosecutor, who's maged pesha against us. Okay. So then has a very strange conclusion. Tagid liYaakov drachokum mishpat. So you should testify to Yaakov a matter of chokin mishpat. Then it says v'tzadkina b'mishpat, amelach ha'mishpat. It doesn't make any sense. Start the sasri. There's no melech yosher. If there's no one who could testify favorably on your behalf, that's a melech yosher. Mo maged pesha means the one, the prosecutor, is there's no one to testify against the prosecutor. No one to oppose the prosecutor. Okay. So then it says tagid liYaakov v'chok mishpat. It should say tagid liYaakov dvar racham v'chesed. V'chok mishpat is wouldn't be good. You don't want mishpat if it. If your case is, if you have no case, you don't want mishpat, you don't want justice. So they want rachamim. It's a strange piyut. And this is v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. So tagel liYaakov v'rachokum mishpat v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. V'tzadkenu b'rachamim. It's darker, b'chesed. Doesn't make any sense. Hamelach mishpat. And of course, this is an introduction to Ochez biyad miras mishpat. So, that's where Reb Chaim held this piyut goes back to the time of Chazal. So they say she's not supposed to be mafsik. Hamelach ha-mishpat, the hochis b'yad minas mishpat is one, not supposed to be mafsik over there. So it appears it's one piyut. So the question, well, what does it mean? Is Rabbi Chaim Bodek asked me this question, his Talmud of the Rav. He asked me this question many years ago. And it's a good question. Let's get back to the Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Neri. So the question over there is, and I think that this Machlokes really, when you study the Machlokes and you go into the Piyutim, it opens up Agav Orcha. I mean, I like to explain the Machlokes, but Agav Orcha, it really opens up the whole eschatology. I mean, the whole concept of our Yemos HaMashiach, and the concept of the L'Asid Lava, the Gula HaSida. An interesting fact about it that I think is often missed. But so let's just start with Machlokes. The Machlokes is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Neri Rabbi Akiva. Where you say the Malchus? Where you say Malchus? So, where do you say the Pesukim Malchus? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you say the Malchus in Kedushas Hashem. In Kedushas Hashem. And the Kedushas Hashem is HaMelech HaKadosh. So he holds that the Malchus is appropriate in HaMelech HaKadosh, and it would seem that our tefillahs bear that out. Because in the tefillahs you have a chintin, pachar Hashem alikim akom ha'asecho, emas v'akom ha'asebarasa. That's the whole... The whole portrays the whole the events and the system of Yemos HaMashiach. So and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would seem on the surface that at least that's an appropriate place for it from the V'chein Tein Pachtcha. Okay, and then so Omar Rabbi Akiva, but of course, but the only problem is he can't be Tokei over there. You can't be takeh over there. So Rabbi Akiva, so where is he takeh? So he's takeh in Kedushas Hayom. In Kedushas Hayom, the first of the three brachas and toyas, right? In Kedushas Hayom. So it seems a little bit strange, but anyways, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Akiva, Amalar Rabbi Akiva, Meina takeh l'malchis lama omaski. So the Gemara says, if he's not the Kela Malchus, so why is he Masker Malchus? So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rekiva, ain't the Kela Malchus, lamo Masker, Rachmana Alma Edgar. The Torah says he should be Masker. Ella, the Gemara says, lamo Esa, lamo Tesha, Hoyo Vishtani Yishtai. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, that Rabbi Kiva wasn't asking. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said the Malchus, by Malchus we mean the Pesuke Malchus. So he said the Pesuke Malchus where? Nevchentem Pachtro is a question of whether how far back it goes. But I mean in Amal HaKadosh. That's where he said the Pesuke Malchus. But he couldn't be Takea. So where was he Takea? Is Takea in the first Bracha of the three? Is Takea in the Kiddush Sayyam? Right? So Rabbi Kiva asked him, Rabbi Kiva said, I don't understand. If you're not takeh, why are you maskir? So the Gemara says, what kind of a question is that? What do you mean? Why are you maskir? Because the Torah says you should be maskir. So apparently the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Kiva's kasha was not that if you don't have the accompanying tkiyas, that it's nothing. That was not his question. He held that the Gemara held that if you just have the amiras malchus, that itself is a kiyum. So you don't have the tkiyas. So the Torah says you should be masker, so you don't need the tkiyas. So you should be masker. So the Gemara says, you're right. That wouldn't be a question. There's no question as why, if you don't have the tkiyas, you can't be masker. There's no question like that. But the Gemara's question, the Rabbi Akiva's question is that, why are you masker the 10? Full 10? Hoyo v'shtani yishtani. Since you're not being takeya, so you shouldn't be masking the full 10 like you do in Zichronos and Shofros. You should be memayit, you should make it smaller. Just because you're not takeya, so you should reduce it. So the question is, I mean, just to understand the question is difficult. What kind of a question is this? What do you mean, ho v'shtani yishtani? So you mask it fully. Alright? So just because you're not, if it's not a question, if it's missing the tkiyas, it's okay. So why is it if it's missing the tkiyas, you have to reduce it in size? What kind of a question is this? And we mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel maintains, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bakshina Nalor Rabbeinu Manuri, Mena Tekela Malchias Loma Maskir, Esa Malchias Lachatchilo, Bediyevet Shalosh. He says, because Rabbeinu Chananel Vishtani, Shein Token Bahen, Shein token man to shame she token bezachronos v'shorpros kachestani me'eser. So it should be change. It shouldn't be 10. V'loy ifrika, he says. V'loy ifrika. So and Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri never answered this question. V'nidchu different Rabbi Yechonah me'achas lo motzat tshuva. So the Rach says since Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri didn't find an answer to this question. So he was nitcha from the halacha, and we don't paskin like him because of the fact that this question was unanswerable. Okay, so we just want to understand what the machlokes is. Obviously, you can just see from the Mishnah that there's a lot here that's not being explained. It's all beneath the surface. The machlokes tanaim over here. So the first thing we did was we went into the uvechein ten pachta. To understand what is the v'chein ten pachto, and if you look at the v'chein ten pachto, so we mentioned it's similar to the alkein kavalacha, right? The v'chein ten pachto, it presents this on the surface, it presents the same type of ideas, because it says the v'chein ten pachto shem kol masecho v'moscho kol masherosav yukol amasim. Okay, and then it says the next part is tzmichas chen l'dav avdecho v'arichas nevim shmishichecho and kol arisha kula ka'oshem tichla kisavim memshela zodom min oretz, So that's really the same. It's presenting the same idea, in other words, as the Alkena Kavalacha. The Alkena Kavalacha also, Alkena Kavalacha also has the same concept, that the main part of the Alkena Kavalacha Liris Meir B'Seferes Zecha Lahavir Gilulim and Aretz. That's the same thing as the Chol Rishu Kula. Question: Techlek Yisavim Memshela Zodom in Arutz Valilum Karasik Reisim Lasakin Olam B'Malchus Shakai V'Chol B'Nevasa Yikrish Mechal Lafnes Lach Kol Rishay Arutz Yakir V'Yedu Kol Yishay Sevel Kilucha Techrak Kol Berach Tishela Tav Kol Loshon. That's the Yasa Chula Megudo Echas Lasav Sorchob Leivoshon. Same kind of thing. Okay. Kabuchu Masal Machasecha. So if you look at it, it appears on the surface to be almost identical. So we wanted to define the difference between the two. The difference between the tefillah in the Alkein Kavalcha and the tefillah in the Uvachein Tein Pachtecha. Okay. So there were two things actually that stood out in the Uvachein Tein Pachtecha that differentiates it from the Alkein Kavalcha. One is that in the Alkeinik Kavalacha, you don't have any mention of Pachar or Mora. There's no mention of Pachar or Mora in the Alkeinik Kavalacha. Okay? It's Lasakin Olam, Avchonos Yigrish Mechel, Afnes, Elacha Kol Rishay Yoretz, Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yoshu Sevel, Kilachotach Rakol Barach, Tishava Kol Hashem. It mentions that they'll get together and they'll simply realize and understand Malchus Hashem and they'll accept it. But you don't find the tone of the V'chein Tein Pachtecha. It has an awesomeness to it. And the words, V'chein Tein Pachtecha Hashem L'kein Al Kol Masach Le'imotz Chol Kol Mashav Rosso. It's different than stating the over there the Yishtachvul of Anachal Kol Abrum is from an aim of a fachad, whereas over here it's from an acceptance. Yakir v'yedu kol yosh v'sevel kiluchotech v'kol baruch tishav v'kol loshem. So over here the Yishtachavoya and the acceptance the luchotech v'kol baruch tishav v'kol loshem stems from yakir v'yedu kol yosh v'sevel. Which is a willful act on the part of the people. They'll willingly accept it. They'll come to that knowledge and to that understanding. Whereas V'chein Tein Pachtecha, it's imposed upon them. V'chein Tein Pachtecha Ad Hashem Elokeinu. You should give your pacha. V'moschal Masha Barasa. V'yiruchu Kol Amasim. V'shtachal V'nachal Kol Abuon. The whole tone, the Simla Chatol Ad Hashem Elokeinu. Kisavim Memshela Zodon Min Oretz. It's all Yad Hashem is takif, is a powerful, and the aim of a fachad is generated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see, Masha Einakein over here, it's generated from the people. People willfully accept it on their own, from their own free choice. Yakir V'yedekol Yoshvei's table to Rachotik Rakol Barach. Yisheva Kolashon. That is one. That's the major difference in the theme. Major difference in the theme. Yeah. Yeah. Another difference revolves around the Shem Hashem that's employed in either case. In the Uvachein Tein Pachtecha, in the Uvachein Tein Pachtecha is the Kedushas Hashem. The Kedushas Hashem really stems from the Kedushas Hashem of the Kedushas Hashem really of the of the Hashem is the Shimcha Nora Kol Masha Barasa, and the Kedushas Hashem, when we speak about Kedushas Hashem, it's always the Shem Avaya. It's the Shem Avaya. You see. The Shem Hashem, which is the, as the Rambam explains, the only Shem Hashem, is always Shem Avaya. Shimcha Nora Kol Mashav Rosa is the kedushas Hashem of the bracha of Ata Kadosh Shimcha Kadosh Ata Kadosh Shimcha Kadosh Kedoshim Cholim Vasela is the kedushas Hashem is always a reference to the Shem Avaya. But that's kedushas Hashem. The pasuk says the Im Lo Silma Liyiras Hashem Anichbad VaNora Zeh. He said Hashem Alekach. The Shem Hashem always signifies Mora, and that's what the Rambam mentions. That's why the shame that was enunciated in the Mikdash was always enunciated with tremendous fear and trepidation, because it's the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level humanly possible, and that creates a tremendous trembling and fear in an individual. That's the ultimate state of Kedushas Hashem. So the Kedusha is a shame, of course. Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, that Kedusha is a reference to the ultimate Yediyas Hashem, which is reflected by the idea of only one shame, and that's the shame of Avaya. But you'll notice in the Alkein HaKavalacha, the Alkein HaKavalacha is constructed in a way that it's a reference clearly to a different shame. Alkein HaKavalacha, Shem Alkein HaLiris, Meir, So you see that the Shem Hashem that is involved in the Tila of the Alkein HaKavalacha is a different Shem Hashem. It's the Shem Hashem of Shakai. But the Shem Hashem of Kedushas Hashem is always a reference to the Shem Avaya. That's Kedushas Hashem. Kedushas Hashem is because the one Shem that has real Kedusha is the Shem Avaya. Intrinsic Kedusha. So those two differences we see in the brachas. So now the question is like this. Getting back to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Rabbi Akiva. So now if you're going to have Pesukim of Malchus, so where should they be really? Where should the Pesukim of Malchus be really? Where should they be? Now that you see by the way, there's one more thing I just want to mention in the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. I'm sorry, one more thing I want to mention in the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. There is something in the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha that seems out of place, because it gives a description of the Lo'asid Lovo, the state of human existence, Lo'asid Lovo. But in the process, there's one thing that seems reversed. It says V'chein tzadikim yur v'yismachu v'yishar mi'alozu v'chasidim berini yagilu v'alosa tikpatz piyo. That means that all evil will be quieted. V'chol arisha kula ka'oshon So really, it should be reversed. It should be like this. It should be uvechein kol arisha kula kashin tichle v'alosatik patzpia kisav memshela zodah min aretz uvechein tzadikim yiris machol yishnam yalos v'chsinim brini yagilo. That's what it should be. The order is reversed, because the simcha for the tzadikim and the yisharim yalos and v'chsinim brini yagilo should be after the evil is removed. But over here it's very strange. And then it says, that's the reverse order. The simcha shouldn't precede the removal of the evil. It should be the reverse. Okay? That was a question that we raised. So what we said was like this. What is the theme of the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha? That's what we wanted to do, to uncover the theme of the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. Where does it come from, the theme? So we traced it back really to the theme in the Torah by Kriyas Yamsuf, and it's a pasuk in the Torah. You got any score? Yeah. So the pasuk says, The pasuk, and it's in Shemos in Beshalach in Yedaladala. The Chizak Yisleif Par Vrodaf Achareihem V'Kovdo Befaro V'Chol Chelo V'Yodem Mitzrayim Kineir Hashem. So Rashi says V'Kovdo Befaro V'Chol Chelo. So Rashi says Kishak Kadosh Baruch Hu Misnakim Barashoyim Shemo Misgadol Mischabe. Okay, when God takes revenge upon Rishoyim, so his name is Misgadol Mischabed. V'chenu Omer, v'nishpatati ito b'dever uvedom, that's Mos Mashiach, v'achakach, v'izgadilti v'izkadishti v'nodati le'inei goyim rabim. V'yodu kinet Hashem. So the, and again he says, and that's the order, he brings out the case of order in Tanakh, and basically it's a theme that's recurrent in Tanakh. But you see, that's where the aim of a fachat comes in. Why? Because in the Oz Yoshir, what does the Oz Yoshir say? Tipol aleim a mos of a fachad, bigdol zroch hayidmu koven, adyavam chadashim adyavam zukanisa. So really, it's the aim of a fachad stems from the fact, you see, the kovda befaro means that they will run after the Jews. And then they're going to be... Then they're going to be found. Then they're going to find dead al svasayom, and the kovda, and that's going to be really that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu misnakim the merushayim. So the Shimon is gadol and it's kaddish, and that's tipol aleim a mos of a fachad. So the aim of a fachad is identified with what? With mishpat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing is true. You see, it's found throughout many places, but you see that theme of Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishpat creates a kiddush shmo is really found in Tehillim. I mean in Halukos. Leso malchem bezikim v'nichbedei machav levazo. Yeah, no, by the way, the yalzuch hasinam b'chavid ran al mishkavosam. Romos el begronam v'cher pifios biyodam. Lasas tekom magoyim techechos balumim. Laso malchim v'zikim v'nechbedei mechav levazel. Lasos bohem mishpat kosuv. Lasos bohem mishpat kosuv hadol l'chos levaluya. Okay, lasos. So Rashi says, mishpat kosuv v'nasati es nikmasi b'edom. V'imtoma adayin lo nolad yecheskel kishama David zos. So he said, no, that's no problem. Nisnabe David al Kates Agula. Ukishiyevo al Kates, Kvarkosov, Umishbat Zeyam and Rabin. Okay. Lasas Bam Mishbat, Kosov, Hodor Hulukhochasid of Aluka. Okay. So you see, I mean, the same theme, that's the theme of Yemos HaMashiach. In other words, the same ingredient in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that element, that the mishpat will create a situation of kiddush shmo gadol, is the same exact phenomenon that will be repeated. La'asid love and ishpatim to b'dever v'dom. There's gadolti v'skadishti. That's Yemos HaMashiach. And the same thing over here. La'asos b'hem mishpat. So David HaMelech was misnavei. Kosav adu l'chachzav aluga. How did David HaMelech know? The answer is he knew because he understood the idea that la'asid love. It has to be that way. It has to be that way. It was nitan likosev. He knew it was going to be written down by Nevi'im because this is a central theme that must occur. That the same way you had in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you had the phenomenon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing mishpat overtly that the whole world recognized, and because of that mishpat it was Shmon Eskadesh. And that mishpat created tipol aleim a mos of a fachad. That same phenomenon, that same situation, will be repeated in the third gula, in the rebuilding of the third mikdash, the second gula, but the it'll be repeated the same exact theme. That Shemo Neskadesh through Mishpat. Lasas Bahem Mishpat, Kosav Hadahulukha, Sidhav Aluka. So, Dabar Malach knew it because He knew through Nevuah that this has to occur. This phenomenon has to occur. And he knew it would be Nechtav, because he knew that the Navi is going to write down the essential elements of the Gula Sida. So that's really the theme of the Uvachein Tein Pachtecho. The theme of the Uvachein Tein Pachtecho is the elements of the Geula HaAsida, and the fact that Shemo will be Niskadesh al Yidei Mishpat Hashem, through Mishpat. So, actually, the proof of that is the final pasuk that's quoted right before the closing, right before the Me'in Chasima Somach Chasima, which was Kadosh Avin Nora Shemecha Ve'in Eloah Mi Baladecha Kakosa. What does pasuk say? Vayidba Hashem Tzvakos Pan Mishpat Vakel Kadosh Nikash Bistaka. What does that mean? Vayidba Hashem Tzvakos Pan Mishpat means that's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Pasuk Yeshayahu says, where he criticizes the Klal Yisrael for abandoning Chachma, and eventually he says that they'll be reprimanded, punished. And he mentions It's interesting, the divrei musa there is very interesting. He says, he says, "Ves Paul Hashem lo yabita ma'aser lo ro." He says, "Pnuyim imlocha kihem ashirim, v'hinam kol iskam b'mishtel b'shmias anigunim, lo yisasku b'cholitas apnai b'divrei Torah v'divrei chachma." Shein Paul Hashem. So, if they spent the time in chachma, there wouldn't be any criticism. On the contrary, that would be great. Chachma or Torah mentions chachma Torah. He says, but instead they're just satisfying their emotions through music, through nigunim, eating, drinking music. So he mentions, l'chein yirchiva shol nafsho fara fiel of lichok v'yora hadora v'hamono shona v'oleis ba v'yish acharam v'yish palish v'yinei gvom tishpana v'yik ba'ashem tzvakas v'mishpot v'akel ha'kadosh mikdash b'tzdaka. Okay. So he says that eventually will result in Vayig Bashem Tzvakas Pamishpat. Kishe Yasem Mishpatim Bohem, Rashi says, Yig Bashmo Ba'olam. What is that? Same reference, the same exact idea. I mean, you see this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osem Mishpat, and through the Mishpat is Shmo Nisgadel V'Niskadesh, is found all over. It's not just a one, it's found all over, and it happened at the first Gula, Gulas Mitzrayim, and it'll be repeated again in the Gula Sida. And that really gives you a view of all those Divrei Nevi'im that deal with the L'Asid Lavo and the cataclysmic events that will take place. You have to understand that. It's not sensationalism. It's an idea that the Navi's portraying. The Navi takes the Nevuah, the Divrei Nevuah that he receives through the process of Nevuah, and he translates it in his own words into phenomena, you see, that express a theme, an idea. That really is the idea. All the Divrei Nevi'im that it mentions these descriptions of unbelievable cataclysmic events, you see, everything is not literal, but the idea, the concept, the behind it, you have to understand. We don't know, like the Rambam says, we can't interpret these things exactly. But the basic idea we know. The basic idea is that Mishpat Hashem will be evident on this earth. And the world will recognize that the source of all existence is also the source of all Mishpat, of all judgment. And through that, Shmo Niskadesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be revered, and people will recognize that that's ultimately everything is Kiddush Ma'agala. That's what the Navi portrays. And like I said, it's in Torah Shebichsav in the Shalach, and straight through the Nevi'im, all the way through. So that's really the V'chein Tein Pachtcho. Vayigba Hashem Tzvachos B'Mishpat, that's what it means, like Rashi says. V'kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah, that's an interesting thing. V'kel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah, he says, V'kel HaKadosh Yizkadesh B'Socha Tzadikim HaNesharim B'Chem. So what he means is that this Mishpat will create a Kiddush Hashem through those who appreciate the righteousness, the ones that appreciate Kelakash Nigdash B'Tzedakah. So the Tzedakah is the Tzedakah to Klal Yisrael. They'll be the recipients of the Tzedakah, and it'll be Shmo be Niskadesh Al Yedei HaNesharim. That's for Kelakash Niskadesh. How? Through the Nisharim. That's the Bitzdaka. Bitzdaka is a reference to those who remain. You see. And that's the pasuk that's Me'ina Chasima, Samach LaChasima, Baruch Ad Hashem, Melech HaKadosh. So you see, when you really take a look at the V'chein Tein Pachtcha, you really see what it is. And that's why, by the way, that answers the question of the reversal in the order. Because if it was an order of events, then it would be correct. Then it would have to say first but the reason why the order is first of v'chein tzadikim mir v'yismachu v'yisham yalaz v'chsin b'ni agilu, it's telling you about what's the causative agent of the simcha. The causative agent is alasa tikpatzpia v'chol v'shikul v'koshin t'chlek kisavim v'shal zodim in arts. The alasa tikpatzpia and v'chol v'shikul v'koshin t'chlek is the cause of the simcha. V'chein tzadikim mir v'yismachu. Why? What's the cause? The cause is because of the chol v'shikul v'koshin t'chlek. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be also mishpa with Rashayim, and then Shmo will be Niskadesh, and that's the Simcha, Yedei HaTzadikim. Like Rashi explains. Leigba Hashem Tzvokas Mamishpat, you see, Vakela Kadesh Nigdash Mitzdaga. That's why that pasuk sums up the whole thing. That's really the theme of the V'chein Tein Pachtcho. Okay. That's the theme of the V'chein Tein Pachtcha. Yeah, by the way, I just wanted to mention Agavocha, that the pasuk Vayigba Hashem Tzvokais Bamishpat, is really in response to the fact that Klal Yisrael has abandoned the formula of the Torah, as I mentioned before. And what is the formula of the Torah? The Navi mentions. That's what the Navi mentions. By Hoyachino Venevel Tofa Vichol Vyayim Ishtayim. As Parashim Laibitu Maisi Yadu Laro. It means they didn't engage themselves in Torah. They didn't engage themselves in Chachmas Hashem in the universe, and Chachma in general. And instead, they were involved in Yayin, in Yayin and Mishten and the Nigun. I mean, that's the alien formula. So because of that, they were nenash. So vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat, you see, vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat, you understand, is against who? It's against us. Vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring an onus to Klal Yisrael, to Rishei Yisrael. So you see that the Navi does not have any favorites. Navi doesn't have any favorites. When you read the V'chein Tein Pachtcha, of course it talks about Klal Yisrael. V'chein Tein Pachtcha, as I said, it's difficult to dig out the ideas, the theme. You know, it's like hidden, sort of. But the truth of the matter is, when he quoted that pasuk, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakas B'Mishpat, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo Niskadesh, not just through the fact that he gives out Mishpat to the other nations, but our own as well. Rishi Yisrael is really essential. The pasuk is speaking about Rishi Yisrael. It's important to note that. I mean, you see, the Navi doesn't have any favorites. So the and the Python, the same thing. I mean, that's it's Shmon Iskadesh, whether it's Rishi Umos Olam or whether it's Rishi Yisrael. It's the same thing as Shmon Iskadesh. Okay. So that's. So that's really the ultimate state that leads to Kiddush Shmo HaGadol. We'll get back to that and we'll show what the connection is. But the Al Kein Kavalacho, of course, is not referring to the full picture of the events and the situation, Limos Mashiach, Visgadilti, Visgadishti. It's just talking about the fact that everyone, the Kabul Chulam Asalmo Chasachai, Kiriyeta Kol Yoshua Sevo, Kiluchot Techra Kol Berach, Tishava Kol Lashon. That's very nice. I mean, there's no question. That's a good state. But the description of the ultimate state of Kiddush Shmo HaGadol and Visgadilti, Visgadishti is really in the Vachain Tein Pachtachal. So now, if you ask, where should you put the Pesukim Malchus? What would the appropriate answer be? One would think, clearly, it should be in the Uvachin Tein Pachtel, in the Hamelach HaKadosh. Whether Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had a Uvachin Tein Pachtel or not, I don't know. I think the Rav one time said that it's a remnant from Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But whatever. I don't think we can really ascertain definitely. But the Uvachin Tein Pachtel defines the Hamelach HaKadosh regardless. There's no question about it. I mean, that's what we say. Chaintin Pachtcha gives us, we're fortunate we have the Tefillah, because the Tefillah really gives you the explanation of the Kedushas Hashem, the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem. So, given the understanding from that you gain from the Chaintin Pachtcha, so where should really the Brachas of Malchus be? One would think, clearly, in the Bracha of Amal HaKadosh, because that's really the full-blown expression of the whole Kedushas Hashem, of the whole Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which ultimately is Yichud Hashem is the highest Malchus, and the Raya is Shema Yisrael Shem Elkein Hashem Achadus Malchus. So Yichud Hashem, that's the highest form of Malchus. That's God's Malchus. God's Malchus is not imposing an unfavorable situation upon us. On the contrary, It's the recognition of the true idea of Yichud Hashem. That's the Malchus. The recognition of that idea, and that idea has to result in a change in our lives, a special way of living. You see, that's the Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. The Kabbalah Chulam Asal Malchus Sechel. So Yichud Hashem is the ultimate. Yichud Hashem is Kedush Hashem. So really, the brachas of Malchus should really be clearly in. In the Kedushas Hashem. So what is the question? So of course that's really Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's logic. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's logic, and Rabbi Akiva would have gone along with it, except for the fact that Rabbi Akiva had one problem. What was the problem that Rabbi Akiva had? The problem was, Imeina takeya loma maskir. The Gemara says it doesn't mean that if you're not takeya, you shouldn't be maskir, because that doesn't make any sense, because maskir is a key of the finance musa. Yeah. So, the answer is, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and this is something that the Rav one time mentioned, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, you would also be chosen in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Melech al Kol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom Azikaron. Because the Kenev al Kesin, Melech al Kol Aretz Kulach Vadecha, he had the same tefillah. It's not a machlekes, it's Man Shekinas Agdola. And the Raya is Kiddush, because in Kiddush, where you don't say Malchus, you don't say the Pesukim of Malchus, you're also Chosen, Melech al Kol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom Azikaron, because the theme of the day is definitely Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri didn't hold that the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, you're not chosen in Malchus. That's an impossibility, because the Kedushas Hayom is definitely Malchus, and he had the same exact tefillah. But what was his argument? His argument is that Malchus appears in the Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah from two angles. One angle of the Malchus is the content of the Malchus. And the content of the Malchus is depicted in its greatest form where? In the Brocha of Kedushas Hashem. In the Ilachain Tein Pachtcha. That really gives the clearest picture, the whole full picture of the Malchus. But Malchus appears again in the Tefillahs, in the Kedushas Hayom, in the Atav HaKartanu. You see, the Atav HaKartanu is, what does it mean? What is the Kedushas Hayom? Atav HaKartanu, after Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Lam L'Sason. So the Moed, God gave us Moadim, and the Moadim embrace certain themes, ideas, central ideas. And this Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, what is the theme, the idea that it embraces? The idea of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, of course, Baruch Hashem, Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadesh Ovi Yom HaZikaron, has to be that way because that's the theme of the day. So Malchus comes in two ways over here. And that's really what generates the Machlekes. From one way, it comes in as a matter of content. In content, its ultimate representation is in the Bracha Melech HaKadosh, in the Kedushas Hashem. But it comes in again when you speak about the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Moed, this Zman. Moed means a set time where you concentrate, which revolves around a certain idea. And the idea of Malchus is the idea. That's the idea of the Moed of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Moed. That's the idea. So Malchus comes in again in the Kedushas Hayom. You see, it comes in again in the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is really the Kedushas Hayom is the special mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and it's part of Kedushas. It's an element in Kedushas Atav HaKartanu, an element, a central element in Kedushas Yisrael. Mekayesh Shel V'Yom HaZikaron. So it comes in again in the Kedushas Hayom. So, and that's why, of course, Rabbi Akiva placed it in the Kedushas Hayom. But you see, now you could see what the Tanoim, the problem the Tanoim were grappling with. You see, what was their dilemma? See, the dilemma was that you have Malchus in two places over here. Because of the nature of the concept of Malchus, Malchus on the one hand takes hold of Kedushas Hashem. Because that's the ultimate Malchus. Shema Yisrael Shem Al Kenesh Machod, that's Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Vod, is the response to the idea of Yichud Hashem. So on the one hand, the theme of Malchus grabs on to the Kedushas Hashem. And it's expressed over there, really, in content. That's the place for the full expression of the content of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yichud Hashem. Yichud Shema Adal is Malchus. That's Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Shema Al Kenesh Shema. That is the formula. So Malchus grabs on to the theme of HaMelech HaKadosh Kedushas Hashem, and in content, that's really its full expression. Okay, but on the other hand, it comes in again in the Tefillah because of the mitzvah Sayom, the Kedushas Sayom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bochar Bonu, and he gave us Mo'adin, L'Simcha, Chagdan, L'Sasan, to embrace a certain idea for a certain time, that a certain time period should revolve around a certain idea, Yesod in Yahadus. So it comes in again in the Kedushas Sayom. So it comes in twice. So that's why the Tanoim, and this is what the Tanoim, the question was, where is the proper place for the Psukim of the Malchus? Should it be in the place of the content, or should it be in the Atav HaKartanu, where it comes in as a part of the Mitzvah Sayom, the Kedushas Sayom, the essence of the day, the Moed, you see? That was the question. Now, of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri answered simply, the most important thing is content. That's where it really should be. So Rabbi Akiva said, I would agree with you. The only problem is that you see the Mesorah said it's always 10 psukim. 10 psukim of Malchus. 10 psukim of Zechariah. 10 psukim of Shofar. It doesn't distinguish. But you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, have a problem. Because where, how do you have tkiyas for the Malchus? And he also, like the Rav answered for Shitas Rashi, I believe, that the tkiyas are necessary. Not the Gemara saying that the tkiyas are dispensable. The tkiyas and the Malchus have to, the Malchus demands the tkiyas, demands tkiyas. But where are the tkiyas, where are Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's tkiyas for Malchus? The answer is they're pushed off to the Malchus of the Kedushas Hayom. Because you can't be tokeya in Hamelech HaKadosh. Why? Because that's Sholosh Rishonos, you can't be tokeya. Because tekiyah is tefillah and bakasha, and it can't be in the Sholosh Rishonos. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't have a Malchus without tekiyah. That was one of the questions he raised. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make any sense. He has Malchus and he doesn't have tekiyah. Then he has tekiyah for Kedushas Hayom. What do you mean? Is Machlokes where the tekiyahs are associated with Malchus? No, Malchus of course need tekiyahs. Is it? But the answer is, Malchus need tekiyahs. But really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held the Malchus have tekiyahs. Where are the tekiyahs? When you get to the Malchus, that's expressed through the Kedushas Hayom, you see, then the tekiyahs on that Malchus really reflects tekiyahs, associated with tekiyahs on the previous Malchus also. So the tekiyahs of the Malchus are nidcha. They're nidcha. Until the Malchus of the Kedushas Hayom. You see, that's what Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva criticized Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He said, if in fact it was nitche to the second expression of the Malchus in the Kedushas Hayom, so there should be some manifestation that it was nitche. If you have it complete, im eina tekeya lamahu mazkir, means the literal expression is true also. Amen atakeh lamo maskir means without the tkiyas, where's the haskara? Which means to say that keh lamo maskir, it'll come out that you're going to have the haskara of Malchus without tkiyas. That can't be. That everybody agrees can't be. You see? So the criticism of Rabbi Akiva, the kasha that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was, okay, I understand your system. Your system is that the Malchus has to be expressed in content. The best place is Hamelech HaKadosh. Right. And what about the tekiyahs, though? So the tekiyahs, you say, are postponed, they're deferred till the Malchus of the Kedushas Hayom. And then the tekiyahs over there reflect back on the whole Malchus. That's a very good system. The only problem is, It must be manifest from the tefillahs that this system is working. So therefore, you have to reduce. You can't have the Malchus and the Chronos and the Shofros exactly the same, because that implies that the Malchus is complete the way it is. You have to be poches, like Rashi says. You should be poches. There should be a whole. The Gemara says, "Whole ishtani ishtani." Since it was ishtani, you're reducing it because you're saying that the kiyum tkiyah is being postponed. It's lacking a kiyum tkiyah over here, so that's being postponed. So you have to also manifest from the amir itself that something's lacking, in order that the kiyum of the tkiyahs later of Kedushas Hayom should reflect back on the Malchus. But that we don't have. So that's what the Rach says. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's halacha was nitcha. Yeah. So what is Rabbi Akiva's halacha? What is Rabbi Akiva's halacha? It's interesting. So Rabbi Akiva's halacha was, so therefore you have no choice but to place it where? In the Kedushas Hayom. In the Kedushas Hayom. So why is it really, but that's the reason for it. I mean, why is it really in the Kedushas Hayom? Yechamanur's argument is right, that the content is really fully expressed in the V'chein Tein Pachtecha. So you must say that over here that apparently the reason is because of the Atavachatano. The Atavachatana Mikol HaAmim is really why that's the role and the purpose of Klal Yisrael is to bring about the Kedushas Hashem. So therefore the Malchus was placed in the Kedushas Hayom in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, which is to bring about eventually the recognition of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu through whom? Through Klal Yisrael. So that's why. So it was placed in the area of the Hashgachas Hashem, reflects the Hashgachas Hashem through the Atavachatano, instead of the content. Why? I mean, can't say much more than that, but that's what you see. That's what you see from the final structure of the halacha. Okay. Now I just want to conclude with let me first answer the piyut. Be'ein melech yosher mul magid pesha. Tagid li Yaakov dvachoku mishpat v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. Apparently he learned a different pshat in v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. You see? Tagid li, what do you learn this? Tagid, it's very interesting. But we have v'tzadkenu b'mishpat where? In Hashiva Shofteinu. Hashiva Shofteinu. Hashiva Shofteinu Roshanu Yerushanu 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 Meloch atoshim v'adecho. The Rambam's gear says Bechesed Racham Tzadik B'Mishpat. Our gear says Tzadkenu B'Mishpat. Tzadkenu B'Mishpat. So what does it mean we ask Tzadkenu B'Mishpat? The Ravid, interesting is the Ravid says Hamelach HaMishpat. What does it mean? Baruch Atah Hashem Hamelach HaMishpat. It means that God is Mishpat. He's the source of all Mishpat. You see, Hamelach, that is Mishpat. He is Mishpat. Shenemar, he says, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakais Pamishpat. Same pasuk. So really what it means over here, the way the Python is interpreting the Tzadkenu Bamishpat is a different interpretation. It doesn't mean that you should give us our verdict. You know, you should give us our verdict through Mishpat, because that's not good. So Bein Melech Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. What he means is the pasuk Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat Vakel Hakadosh Nigdash B'Tzedakah. It means that we're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill his promise of mishpat, open mishpat for the entire world, in order that everybody should recognize his Kedushas Hashem, should recognize his Malchus. And through that we will be we, the remnants of Klal Yisrael that are tzaddikim, will be able to be miskadesh Hashem. So really he's just using the tzadkenu b'mishpat, he's just using the same pasuk vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat v'kel ha'kadosh nigdash b'tzedakah, like Rashi explains. That's what he's saying. Be'ein melech yosher mul magid pesha. He's saying, on our own, we don't have anything to say. We have nothing to answer. We have chatayim poshim, we can't answer it. But tagid li Yaakov dvachok mishpat means, that's a chok and a mishpat. The dvachok mishpat means, that is a chok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually fulfill his promise, that'll bring mishpat v'sgadulti v'skadishti v'nishpatati ibo eito b'dever v'dom v'tzadkenu b'mishpat, means that we should be the beneficiaries of the mishpat v'akel ha'kadosh nigdash b'tzdaka. That's what the Python was saying. He was learning exactly the pasuk v'yigba, that's v'tzadkenu b'mishpat, means we should v'akel ha'kadosh nigdash b'tzdaka, that we should be able to be nitzadek, so we should be the nitzadek, so that we should be able to be mekadesh shmo hagadol through his mishpat. The tzadkenu, we should be the beneficiaries of the tzadkenu by mishpat. We should be the element of tzedakah that's associated with the mishpat. So that's dvar chok mishpat. That's chok. That's a chok kavua. So we're not asking. That's really what the tefillah is. Oches biyad mishpat. So and it's an introduction to v'chein tein pachto actually, right? It's that piece is an introduction to v'chein tein pachto. It's one theme. It's the same exact thing. That's the meaning of the Bein Melech Yosha. Okay, I wanted to conclude with the Alkene Kavalachor. Really, we mentioned is the Shem Shakai, and the Kiddusha Hashem is the Shem Avaya. There's a Ramban. Have you got a Ramban on Shmos? Because I wanted to show. I mean, now that we have some insight into the Geula Asida, I would like to show just what the connection is. You see, you have Lasaken Olam B'Malchus. What does it mean? Lasaken Olam B'Malchus, the Malchus Shakai. Shmos, yeah, that's good. Doesn't matter. So the thanks. So Lasaken Olam B'Malchus Shakai. And the shame, actually, I just wanted to mention also, of course, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's idea that the content is supported by the pasuk we say every day. The kedusha Hashem is tied to Malchus, openly in the pasuk. But anyways, getting back to this point, so what is really the difference between Malchus Shakai and between the Kedushas Hashem? You see, Malchus Shakai, the Rambam says, what does Shakai come from? In Chazal say, it's a contraction from She Dai. Okay, what does it mean, She Dai? So the Rambam explains that that it means he is enough. He doesn't need anything else. Okay, people, that God is enough. He doesn't have to make recourse to anything outside of himself. He's Dai. The only being that is Dai. Doesn't need anything else. That's the concept of, that's Malchus She Dai. So, and that's why really it fits in. Because what does that do? The moment the world recognizes that idea, so then what happens? So that means that they'll get rid of all their illusions, their supernatural, the Avodah Zorah ideas, all the illusions and the fantasies and the projections of the human mind, the false projections, imaginations of the human mind, which are projected onto reality, which is the source of Avodah Zorah, will all be gone. Okay, but because they'll recognize Sheh Dai. There's nothing is needed, and Rashi says, what is Shaddai? Rashi says, Shaddai b'malchusa l'chol beria. It's the same idea basically. You don't need it. There's nothing more needed. So that when people recognize that there's nothing more needed, God is the only true existence, and He doesn't need anything else, and nothing else is needed. So then lahavir gelulim in aretz, v'alilim karis ikareisim. That's the natural result. I mean, that's really the Alkein Kavalcha. The Alkein Kavalcha is Vasakein Olam B'Malchus She Dai, is the recognition that there's only God, and God doesn't need make recourse to anything else. Anything else is unnecessary. So that removes all the Avodah Zarah, all the illusions and fantasies and projections, and which is source of all Avodah Zarah, sorcery, all these crazy things are removed. So that's Lahavir Gelulim in Aretz. That's really the Alkein Kavalcha. Okay? But that is, the Alkein Kavalcha is the first level. Is the first level in the, you might say it's a base level. Baseline level of human existence. That's necessary. So the base level of human existence is that. Kol b'nei v'asa yikru v'shmecha. That's the basic foundation of the ultimate society. But it's interesting. See, the Ramban mentions in the Oz Yashir, so he quotes a Chazal. By the way, the Ramban quotes Oz Zimaska. So he says, "Vatam ki o." He says he quotes a Chazal over here. The Chazal say that Oz, the Lashon Oz, is din. Yeah, is din. Oz is din, and that's what it says. When you see the word oz, it's midas adin. He says he quotes a chazal that oz is always din. Oz is always din. Says hushkas v'olav kishmi b'kev ki hayod yimaz l'midas adin asher yarek dol v'yena v'anakemes. The Ramban quotes a chazal over here. Chazal that loshen oz. Yehu be'ela shimos rabba omar ein oz elodin shenema v'oz melech mishpat ohev. The oz of the melech is that he loves mishpat. V'oz melech mishpat ohev. So oz is always din, and that's really that's why I say the v'chein ten pachtan k'mosh nashor shashol v'chein oz biyotcho v'ur b'minecho. Okay, the Python really put it all together with the ideas of the idea of Mishpat Hashem. Now he says like this. So the Ramban says like this. He says, but then it's Azur Zimras Kavahili Yeshua. That's Mishpat. He says Zekeli V'anveyu. The Ramban says he says like this. He says Zekeli V'anveyu. He says, "Ve'el also el nevei elyon, elakei avosai shenira lohem bekel shakai, va'ato arome moso b'shem ha'sholem, ki me'ato yi Hashem ish mechoma v'yi Hashem shemo, ki tam ato arome, ato enasei, v'yitochin shiyirmo ze l'sheva sfiros b'chachma." So he says that the that this is a remez, the shem Hashem. Zekeli v'anveyu, it means Alkev Roman menu means that I'll go beyond. I'll go from the level of the Shem Shakai to the level of the Kedusha Hashem. What is it? Which reflects the Sheva Sfiras HaChachma. What it means is like this. What it means is that the basic society must have the foundation of the Shem Shaddai. But then the level of the society, and this is a society lost in love, will be one that there will be concentration on Yediyas Hashem. The ultimate Yediyas Hashem, which is the whole metaphysics of Yichud Shemo, which is an endless Chochmas Hashem. Endless Chochmas Hashem. So it means that that society will contain in it individuals who will be engaged exclusively in the pursuit of Yichud Shmo Yichud Hashem. That's Elokei Aviv Aharon Imenu. It means to say that the society that's reflected by the Shem Shakai is the basic Kol Abriya, Yeda Kolpo, Kiatafalta, Yichru, in the Alkin Kavalcha. Everyone, includes everyone. Kol Bene Basa Yichru Rishmecha, Lafna Silecha, Kol Rishay Arts, Yakir Yedu Kol Yoshve Sedo, Kilachotichar Kol Barach, Yeshava Kol Lasha. It repeats it again and again. Because the idea is that is everybody. But there will also be in that society individuals, not everybody, but individuals who are capable and dedicated and they have the ability to pursue the knowledge of Kiddush Shmo HaGadol, which is Yichud Hashem, which is the ultimate Yediyas Hashem for man, and which is reflected in the Shem Havaya, which is the only Shem that is it has intrinsic Kedusha, because it's the Shem which conveys the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as is best possible, the highest level that a human being can perceive it. And what level is that? That level depends on the individual. Moshe Rabbeinu perceived it on the highest level. Other Nevi'im had a perception, but it's different levels. That's the knowledge of Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Al Kenei Hashem Achad, the Yichud Shemo, the knowledge of Yichud Shemo. Of course, it's a mitzvah Kol Yisrael, but the ones who in the society of Lasa Lava means that society will have individuals that are engaged in the pursuit of that ultimate knowledge, the ultimate area of knowledge for man. That's Yichud Hashem. So it goes from Mishpat, v'iskadilti v'iskadishti, to the knowledge of Yichud Hashem. So there's one link that we need over here. What is the link? The link from Mishpat, you see. Mishpat does what? Mishpat causes v'iskadilti v'iskadishti, and that is Kedushas Hashem. But and that's the V'chein Tein Pachtecha. But how does that connect with the Yichud Hashem? How does that connect with the Yichud Hashem? You see. So the connection, I believe, is from the Navi, is from the Pasuk of Navi in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk of Navi in Yirmiyahu is Kim Bezosis Hamashal Haskel V'Yodea Osi Ki Anir Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Utsdaka Baretz Ki Beilo Chafatzli Namar Hashem. So what is the purpose of this whole manifestation of God's Mishpat? It's for one thing, as we mentioned before. It's to demonstrate that the source of all existence is the source of all Mishpat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat. So once this is manifest, once this becomes manifest, and like the Rambam says, that's the perfection, that's what the Navi says, Kiyim Zosis HaLam HaSal, it's not enough to know that God exists, but you have to know that God is Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat. So the Yediyas Hashem must incorporate Yediya insofar as the pursuit of Mishpat, and the pursuit of Mishpat is tied, is intricately bound to Yediyas Hashem. That's the Rambam in the last, in the very end of the Mora. The Rambam shows that pasuk. So that's why Kedushas Hashem, the Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, the Mishpat, Kedushakadosh Baruch Hu Osa Mishpat, is Shimonis, Mishmah Shem Shimonis, Kadesh Venis Gadel. Why is it Niskadesh Venis Gadel? Why? Because, not simply because of fear of Onesh, but because it's a manifestation of Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is Ohev Mishpat. And the source of the source of all existence is at the same time the source of all mishpat. So the that's really kim bezos yisalam eshal haskel v'yadosi, to understand that the perfection of man, the true metaphysician, cannot be one who simply has certain ideas, but it doesn't. These ideas don't affect his whole derech hachayim. That's the must affect. And what is the mark of the Derech HaChayim? Is Mishpat and Tzedakah. Ki Yidatev, L'man Hashem Yitzav Ezbonon. V'shamru Derech HaRishim, L'asot Tzedakah Mishpat. Goes back to Avraham Avinu, straight through all the Nevi'im. So the manifestation of the Mishpat Hashem in the V'chein Tein Pachtecha, the purpose, the objective is not simply to instill fear so that people shouldn't be Rishoyim. That's not a very high level. It's like the Rambam says, Ein Roy Lavad Esar Hashem Aladera Chazer. That's not the way to serve God. But the manifestation Lasid Lavo, the biggest limud from the manifestation will be the Yediyas Hashem in terms of Tzedakah Mishpat. The Derech Hashem. They'll understand, they'll gain knowledge, metaphysical knowledge of the Derech Hashem, of the Tzedakah and the Mishpat. And that's a part of that's an essential ingredient in the pursuit, essential in the pursuit of Yichud Hashem and Yediyas Hashem. It's all tied together. You can't split it. You can't split it. That's what your Mira said. You cannot split the two. Haskel v'yadeya osi ki ani ad Hashem osa chesed mishpat esdaka b'aretz ve'lo chafatzti. So that metaphysical knowledge will be the knowledge that that society, the society of the of Tikkun Olam b'malchus Shaddai, that society will contain in it, will be permeated through those, through a study, will be marked by a characteristic of the society, will be the pursuit of Chachmas Hashem, Yedias Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Kirishma HaGadol, and the Vakel HaKadosh Nigdash Bitzdaka.
How?